Police release video of man suspected of latest New York City subway shove. By Nick Gilbertson on January 27, 2022. Police have released surveillance video of a man suspected of pushing a 62-year-old victim onto subway tracks at a station in Lower Manhattan on Sunday. Watch below. Footage shows the suspect getting off an escalator at the Fulton Street subway station, according to WCBS. Police said the suspect shoved the male victim onto the AC line tracks around 11:20 a.m. as a train entered the station, according to radio station 1010 Winds. The man quickly tucked himself under the platform as the train approached and survived but was partially clipped by the train, police said. He suffered a laceration to his left leg and pain and bruising to his body, but he managed to climb back onto the platform, 1010 Winds reported. The attack was unprovoked, and the victim was transported to Presbyterian Hospital and treated, Breitbart News reported. He was listed in stable condition, 1010 Winds noted. The incident comes on the heels of a fatal New York City subway shove. Homeless man Simon Marshall, 61, is accused of killing 40-year-old Asian woman Michelle Goh by pushing her in front of a moving train, Breitbart News reported. Marshall's alleged attack occurred on January 15 at the Times Square subway station around 9:40 a.m. He has been charged with second-degree murder, Breitbart News reported. Violent crimes in New York City subways have left residents rattled. I don't feel comfortable coming by the line. I always stay in the middle. And if someone is coming near me, I always turn to keep eye contact. Subway passenger Anna Cespedes of Brooklyn told WCBS. Breitbart News reported earlier this month that Democrat Mayor Eric Adams and Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul announced an increase in police presence on the subway system as crime ravages the city. The January 6 announcement came almost 10 days before Goh's death and weeks before Sunday's latest subway shove incident. I blame our elected officials because there's a lot of back and forth debating, but no one wants to take responsibility, said Charlton D'Souza, president of Passengers United, according to WCBS. Anyone with information on Sunday's incident is encouraged to contact NYPD Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. 8,477.